מסכת בבא מציעה פרק זין משנה יור א', משנה סס, כל המתנה על מה שכתוב בתורה תנאו בטל. If somebody makes a condition against the laws of the Torah, the condition would not be valid. For example, let's say a man tells a woman that he wants to get married to her, but he only wants to get married to her under the condition that they do not have any marital relations. We know there's an obligation from the Torah for a husband to provide his wife with marital relations. So therefore, the whole condition is not valid, but the legal act does take effect. So in that case, the condition is gone. Obviously, the husband and wife could engage in marital relations, but they're still considered to be married. It's like the condition was never said because it's nonsense. You can't make a condition that goes against the laws of Torah. So the condition is wiped away, but the rest of the statement continues to happen. וכל תנאי שיש מעשה בתחילתו תנאו בטל. Any condition that has the action associated with it mentioned before the actual condition is not a valid condition. For example, let's say a man tells his friend, I'm going to give you this gift under the condition that you walk 20 miles. So the action, the giving of the gift here is mentioned before the condition. So we say in this case, we like separate statements. He says, I'm going to give you a gift. And we isolate that and he has to give him the gift. He's giving him the gift. And that the condition that's said afterwards does not apply and the condition is not valid. The only way that the condition would be valid is if it came first. If he says, if you walk 20 miles, I'm going to give you a gift. That if has to be mentioned before the action of what he wants to do, if it all happens. Because she'efshar lo lekayemo besofo, any condition that's possible to eventually fulfill, and the one making the condition said it at the beginning, before he said the action, like we just learned in the last part of the Mishnah, tina o kayam, it's a valid condition, but if the condition was impossible to actually get done, or if the action, like we just learned, was said first, then it's not a valid condition. Let's say, for example, he said, if you jump up to the moon, I'm going to divorce you. So here he said the if first, the condition first. But problem is, the condition was something impossible. It's not possible for a person to jump up to the moon. So therefore, we say that the woman is divorced without that tanai. The tanai is fully ignored. And therefore, we assume that he meant the tanai as not something serious. And the fact, the action that he was trying to say is going to happen, does happen even without that condition.